from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, former President Trump could announce his pick for vice president as early as this week. That's according to NBC News. Previously, Trump had said he would announce the pick before or at the Republican convention. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio are reportedly on the short list of potential picks. Trump and President Biden will face off in the first 2024 presidential debate on Thursday in Atlanta. What's going to actually stop this persistent trend of auto thefts and home break-ins? New Jersey officials say juveniles are a major part of the problem because they've got nothing to fear.
State Senator John Bramnick says for a long time, the response to juvenile offenses has been rehabilitation.
Things have changed over the last decade, and now it's time to look at deterrence and punishment as well as rehabilitation.
There's strong debate over the type of consequences that should be handed down. The Office of the Public Defender says we have to consider that minors' brains are still developing, specifically the part that handles judgment and self-control.
Diversion can be more powerful than probation for low-level offenders.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Police say they have busted a dangerous drug ring that was flooding Monmouth County with illegal drugs.
After an eight-month investigation, law enforcement arrested 17 men and women while seizing drugs with a street value of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Among the accused leaders, a 48-year-old North Plainfield man arrested with a massive amount of cocaine and a 47-year-old from Patterson. Two defendants were found at a fentanyl mill in Patterson wearing surgical masks and packaging drugs. The Monmouth County prosecutor hails this as a dismantling of a criminal enterprise that was poisoning neighborhoods. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Officials in Barnegat have shut down a fixture on their municipal dock after a recent inspection showed problems with its pilings. The two-story gazebo at the Barnegat Township Municipal Dock is closed for repairs until further notice. Officials say they also discovered problems with a post that helps support the second floor. They say they're waiting for a report from the structural engineer before they determine the extent and cost for repairs. And libraries in Burlington County are doing away with overdue fees.
The Burlington County Library System will forgive all fines for overdue books, movies, video games, tech on loan, and other materials starting July 1st. Going forward, the county's libraries will not charge for overdue materials, but the county will freeze accounts for cardholders who have not returned what they borrowed. Officials say the move promotes equity and removes a barrier for low-income households. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. How's the weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly cloudy for tonight. Lows will be between 70 and 75. Tomorrow will be a hot and humid day with times of clouds and sunshine. It will be breezy with a heavy thunderstorm in spots later in the afternoon. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 90s. Warm and sticky tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a few more thunderstorms around. Some of the storms will be strong and could contain damaging winds and hail. Lows 70 to 75. And the humidity drops on Thursday. It'll turn out partly to mostly sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We got 76 in Parsippany, 79 in South Plainfield, 72 Manahawkin. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by the CSI Group Law Firm. Workplace discrimination, harassment, wrongfully terminated, or not receiving the wages you deserve. Don't suffer in silence. The experts at CSI Group Law Firm will take action. Visit fightforyourrights.com or call 732-704-4020.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.